The Coin of Carthage by Breyer. Copyright 1963 by Norman Holmes Pearson. The book is dedicated to the memory of G. A. Henty. Foreword. The outline of the war that began in 218 BC with Hannibal's march across the Alps and ended with the defeat at Zama in Africa in 202 BC is one of the familiar stories of history. Its details, however, are seldom clear even to specialists. The Romans destroyed the Carthaginian libraries when they finally sacked the city, or gave them to the Numidians, who lost them. They kept only a few agricultural books, and these subsequently disappeared. There has been relatively little excavation of the site, and much of what has been uncovered was dug up during the 19th century, when modern techniques were unknown. It is as if England had been defeated in 1940, and we were trying to describe the last hours of London only from enemy accounts. The struggle was essentially a battle between an emerging barbarian power and an old culture. Carthage, whose empire had been founded upon her control of the sea, lost the fight when the Romans developed new methods of naval warfare. We should not think of the Rome of the emperors, many people do, when considering the age. The people then were mainly farmers, rooted to the soil and traditional observances. Hannibal's army probably contained few Carthaginians other than officers and the Numidian horse. It consisted of highly trained mercenaries who had no families in Africa to press for their relief or withdrawal. Hannibal belonged to this present age, although it is a point that is overlooked by many historians. The Romans imposed a tribute upon Carthage intended to prevent her economic recovery. Hannibal was able to pay this sum.